This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Coming down the home stretch here on The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, and the Phillies clinched their first National League East title since 2011 Monday night with a win over the Cubs. Now, this was kind of a foregone conclusion for quite some time, but still exciting, and any kind of a clinch, of course, means a celebration. And that celebration has kind of thrust three brothers into the spotlight. For more on this, let's bring in KYW's John McDevitt. And John, tell us about these brothers and their connection to the Phillies.
Yeah, well, these three brothers, they're originally from Northeast Philadelphia. They're having their dreams come true, Matt. Their mixtape is the Phillies' choice to play during the team's locker room beer shower victory celebrations. Phillies catcher Garrett Stubbs asked three of their diehard fans, 28-year-old George, 26-year-old Jimmy, and 22-year-old John Armentani, to make a mixtape so they can play it after the game that they won. The brothers are EDM DJs and worked with players to create the Winners Win Phillies Red October playlist. George says there were six or seven iterations before getting it to where it is today.
Garrett reached out to us. He'd been following us for a year or so. This season, he shot us a text and said, "Hey, you guys free for a FaceTime? I have an idea." And we were like, "Of course we're free." Like, for Garrett Stubbs, we're free anytime. So we hopped on a FaceTime with him. And this was right before spring training, the end of February. We spitballed some ideas. We got requests from the team of their favorite songs. And then we put in some of our remixes of those songs. And we also made edits of their favorite songs and made them put our spin on them and sent back and forth. We're on, I think this one that's out now is like our sixth or seventh version. So we were continuously adding.
Garrett Stubbs tells KYW News Radio why the Armentani brothers were selected.
They were just good guys and rooted in Philadelphia, so I felt like it was appropriate to have them be a part of something like this, and I knew that they'd work hard on it, and they've done a great job.
It was cool. Garrett would send us videos from the locker room afterwards and be like, "Hey, the guys really loved this part today, and they really like this. They want to add this." So it was a collaborative project all season long, and then the plan was to, once they made it to Red October, officially clinch that division, start sharing it with the fans so they can hear a little bit of what the team was listening to, what was hot with the team.
And it's great, Garrett Stubbs, because he's been with the team through all this success as the backup catcher to JT Realmuto. When you're the backup to an all-star like Realmuto, you play once a week during the regular season, basically, if everything's going well. He probably will not see the field in the postseason. This is his connection here. And the fact that he is like the maestro of celebrations has really become his thing. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, they're extremely likable when you see, you know, those beer showers and when you see the celebrations.
Yeah, Garrett Stubbs understands the assignment on multiple levels. Like, he understands his role. He's good at it. But he also relishes this party. He's really become kind of the celebration connoisseur for them.
This is just a taste of the kind of fun stuff that we like to do, and I think the city becomes really attached to that, obviously very evident in the years prior with Dancing on My Own and things like that. So whatever the fans want it to be, let it be that. And if they want to play it in their cars, I saw it was playing at a fire station the other day. I think it's just really cool that the city can kind of, you know, bind to something like this.
These brothers are not getting paid for this. They're getting a ton of exposure. Yeah. It is available on SoundCloud and YouTube, but they are getting a ton of exposure and a lot of followers, and this no doubt will lead to a lot more success for these three guys.
And am I correct? The Phillies have been using this mix for a while after wins, but it just kind of came to light during the celebration.
Yeah, so Stubbs followed the guys as DJs. They kind of had this friendship going back and forth. Here's Jimmy Armentani.
It's really surreal at the end of the day for us, but also it's like the opportunity we're able to execute on it, and really happy that we're able to grab it by the horn and really radiate our positivity and our brand, or in our daily brand of what we do usually, and really show the city of Philadelphia what we're all about, and just radiating positivity and love and passion for our fans and our friends and our family, but also for Philadelphia sports, and showing that to Philadelphia.
And these brothers also have a connection to us here at KYW News Radio, right? This is the wildest part when you told me this.
Yeah, I mean, how many people have that last name, right? I kind of heard that name before, and I'm like, where have I heard that before? The Armentani brothers. And sure enough, they were in KYW News Radio's News Studies program that's been going on for decades and decades, and they were in my breakdown classes separate years. George in 2012, Jimmy in 2014, and John in 2017. So these guys are extremely likable, have a lot of energy, and like the team. Like, they're fans of the team, and the team is fans of them, and we are certainly fans of the guys and wish them a lot of success.
Thank you very much, John. KYW's John McDevitt joining us, and that will do it for this week's episode of The Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. This week's episode was produced by Brian Seltzer and Sabrina Boyd-Circa. Carrington Corbin was our production assistant, and Carrington will be leaving the newsroom. She's heading to a position with our sales department. Thank you so much, Carrington, for all your hard work. My name is Matt Leon. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back again next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.